Okay, great. So, hola, Growthbus. How are you all? So today I have a special guest, Kalina, from Hollywood, the area where people live with the dreams. People don't try to, you know, hesitate to hustle and personally grow. So we are going to talk about growth. So Kalina, thanks for joining us in Growthbus podcast.
Arun, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. So tell me about it. You have an exciting path. You are from El Salvador and now you are in Las Vegas. So tell me about your journey.
I mean, I wish I was in Las Vegas, but right now I'm in Los Angeles. And
Los Angeles, okay.
It's okay. So people get it twisted all the time. It's okay. My parents are Salvadorian, and my parents came here as foreign exchange students because of the war. Okay. And they chose to stay here, and they chose to like plant their flag here in America, and they chose to plant their flag here in LA, the city of dreams, you know? And, you know, after the war was settled, my parents, you know, my father chose to go back to El Salvador. He lived there for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very privileged to say this, like, you know, we have a lot of support. We have, you know, we have opportunity in El Salvador, but as a woman and as a first generation American, I honestly understood that I had more opportunity here in America. And this, I just really want to like, just say to all like Salvadorians or basically first generation Latinas that if you're struggling or if you have big dreams and people are saying it's too small, don't listen to them because they're probably not living out their dreams. Right. And like, look at me, I'm here over here talking to you. Right. Pretty cool. And it all worked out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So when you talk about growth, when you talk about opportunities, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You had a lot of opportunity to work with a lot of influential people there.
Yes, I did.
So talk about opportunity. How did you find that opportunity?
How did I find the opportunity? I honestly had to just hunt and search for it. Like, let me take you back in the day before COVID. When I was younger, I always knew I wanted to work in entertainment. My parents were very into like, you know, my dad was very into movies. My parents, it's like as, you know, an immigrant, like you don't really have a lot of opportunities to like, you know, football, who cares? But at the end of the day, like, you know, movies are a big deal for us. And, you know, I always knew I wanted to work in entertainment. And I remember I saw the Olympics just passed, but I saw the Beijing opening Olympics. And I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to direct the opening Olympics I want to produce and direct the opening ceremony for the Olympics.
Okay.
So I was like, I have to work in live entertainment. So at 19 years old, I applied and I got an internship at AG Presents at Golden Voice. And I worked in the Latin touring, marketing division. So I worked for, when he was alive, Juan Gabriel. Mm-hmm. I worked with Mark Anthony. I worked with Alejandro Fernandez. I worked with a lot of big stars behind the scenes and just to market their tours. And that was a huge deal for me because, you know, I did it on my own and I didn't have a car at the time. So I took two buses. So I took by bus each way, 2 hours every day to go to this internship. And I was working, I was talking to celebrities all the time. And I'm like, you know, here I am like at the Staples Center. It's not the crypto arena, but like at these big arenas. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a girl that came on the bus over here. And I'm over here working with them. You know, that's pretty cool. You know? So the thing is, even if you don't know anybody, even if you don't know anyone in the business or in the industry, like you just got to try and you got to go for it.
Got it. So Kalina, what you're saying is first you have to let yourself do. The first permission is you have to give you the permission to do.
Right.
That's what you meant, right? You have the first permission is you should allow yourself to shine and be out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Second one is you add that hunger to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, not many people have that hunger to do something new. They want to do what they are comfortable doing or they know doing it. Our brain is naturally wired to protect us.
Right.
That means when you try to something new, you're going to be, you know, people are going to say you aren't qualified. People are going to say a lot of rejections, right? So our brain is protecting. Hey, when you go there, they're going to reject you.
Right.
So don't try something new. That is what I've learned. That. So, but you didn't listen to your brain. You listened to your heart and say gut saying, hey, I'm going to pursue this. I'm going to do it.
Right.
So that's what you did, Kalina. That's great. So tell me what is the one big objection you had during the career path you had?
the big one big objection, kind of like you're talking about a conflict, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Honestly, it's just, I'm gonna say like life, you know, as a first generation American, like especially Latina, mm-hmm. like you have a lot of family responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, your mm-hmm. family comes first. I don't care what anyone tells you, like, well, American dream, yeah, but let me ask my mom first. You know what I'm saying? It's that situation. You gotta take care of the house. You gotta take care of your family. Mm-hmm. And yes, working is great. Working to get paid is great, fantastic. But the thing is, like, your parents didn't come to America for you to be mediocre, for you to be scared. You know, no. It's also like that same fearlessness that your parents have, even mm-hmm. if people are telling you to play it safe, oh, play it safe. Like, oh, this is good money. It's okay money. You can do with this. It's just like, why play it safe? Why? Like, you know what? It's like, you're going to fail and make mistakes anyway. Just do what you want to do. And right. even if you have to be patient, even if like you have to have like seasons where you starve, because there's seasons to this. Everyone, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, yes. even when you try something and it doesn't work out the first time, you know what? At least you try. Mm-hmm. So at least you try. So it's also that objection. It's like just the refusal to play it safe. And it's like, even if people are telling you, oh, why are you doing that? Why you can just do this? Like, why, who are they? Like, are they someone to like that are following their dreams? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta like, you gotta also just be like, you know what? Sometimes you can't be telling people your dreams.
Got it. Okay.
You know, it's that. It's like, don't, even your family, even if your family says, oh, like, you have to be this for our family, blah, blah, blah. That's cool. But at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do.
Got it. Yeah. One of the billionaire, the everyday question he asked to her kids is, what failure you face today? He will not ask about what you learned. He will not ask about what kind of success you faced. All he asked about, what did you fail today?
Right.
And if the kid says no, I said, that means you didn't try anything new.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So when a billionaire can teach that method to their kids, you know, I think same applies to us. And so congratulations for all your bold decision and working out of your comfort zone, Kalina. Congratulations on it.
Thank you.
So talk to you about your industry, right? How the growth typically looks in your industry.
Well, my industry right now, my background is in entertainment, right? And then mm-hmm. I went from entertainment to working in tech. And mm-hmm. right now I'm a podcast host. I'm airing it today. It's called It's Not That Serious. And where things are really going, it's kind of like, you kind of, let's take a step back in history, right? In the mm-hmm. 80s, we had Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. right? They were celebrities. In the 80s, we had Michael Jordan. And it was the era of sports. That's where like sports were really great, you know? Mm-hmm. The 2000s, we had the movie stars. Right, we had Nicole Kidman, we had Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, you know, fantastic. And then in the 2010s, we had reality stars.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's why everyone watches reality TV. You know, they're more authentic. So the thing is, the more authentic you get, the wheels turning. Right, and now we have creators.
You know, I want to add my thoughts on that, Kalina, if I can.
Absolutely.
All this AI is coming out. Correct.
Right.
Yeah, is going to get better and better and better every right. single day. Correct?
Right.
So I know that in even simple my knowledge, AI replaced at least 20, 30 jobs around me. Okay? And but what makes human human is being human.
Right.
Correct? So right. what you just said is like when all the culture is coming together, the authenticity is very important. Likewise, you being yourself is going to be the skill set you need to survive in the future.
Right.
Right. right? Exactly. Because every human is gifted with the way they think, the way they handle the situation. That is very unique. Yes. Very, very unique. And, you know, I think glad you mentioned that. That is going to be the future. And if you want to have a happy and successful career, I think you need to focus on who you are.
Yes.
And be yourself.
Yes. And it's also, let's be frank, right? Everyone is like, you're saying like, you know, I, because of AI, I, you know, I kind of like 30 jobs were replaced, right? That's just also being a smart leader,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of people are like, oh, AI this, AI that. It's like, they say the same thing about emails. It's just a tool set.
Yeah.
Like you have to evolve your workflow. And you also, as a good leader, you have to also be open-minded. Mm-hmm. And let me just mm-hmm. say this, there's no rules to life. And let's also be frank, no one really knows what they're doing, but you just have to try and figure it out.
Correct. Absolutely.
Right.
The question is what you tried new today.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And what you failed at.
I think we need to keep the title of this podcast is what you tried new today.
What did you try new? Like, what did you fail at? Congratulations. And it's also, it's people. I'm also going to say this. It's like, yeah, we have AI because people are scared to make mistakes. Cool. Mm-hmm. Why you don't want to be embarrassed at work? Why be embarrassed? I don't want to talk about that. But at the end of the day, it's like we all are human and we all have to give each other grace. Great leaders, Amrun, mm-hmm. give their workers, their staff grace.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know what makes a good leader? The one that fails the most. Right?
Yeah. Failure is the stepping stone for anything.
Right. For like we have a trophy.
Yeah. Exactly right. Failing stone is a stepping stone. Great. So let's talk about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And tell me about your perspective on entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship, man, to be honest with you, let me just give you a background history on me. My mother's a chef, you know, and back in the day, you know, I had this great internship. I was working the sexiest internship in the world, right? And I'm like, I was really proud of myself. And then she was like, hey, I want to start a family business. I want to start a cafeteria business, right? So here I am, you know, working at these beautiful arenas, working with the biggest celebrities in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in a cafeteria. You think that didn't humble me? Absolutely it humbled me. And I'm like, you know, but for the sake of my mom, I gotta step up. I gotta help out. I have to run it. Right. And so I'm also going to say this. The cafeteria was also in a company setting where we were in a corporate company. So we were independent vendors. Right. And we also did the in-house catering. So you know how like there's a meeting and there's coffee already set up. I was that girl that set up the coffee for all the presidents. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to say this, though. Like, yeah, everyone, you know, it's kind of like a Cinderella story, but it was just because I had that lesson and all, because I was also the girl setting up the coffee, the creamers, whatever, I also mm-hmm. overheard a lot of things in meetings like I wouldn't know today if I didn't get the behind the scenes.
So, but one thing I want to say, Kalina, is not everyone are leaders, not everyone are entrepreneurs, and I wanted to say it here that because this universe, the power gifted with everyone has their gift, right?
Yes.
So we need people who do every day the same job, make sure
right,
that
everything right.
So
that.
So we need those kind of people too. But if you are an exploratory person, you will get bored in what you're doing. So the growth starts from questioning, am I getting bored or is there anything else I need to do? And you know, and always, you know, I think one thing you said, I want to echo that is, as an employee or a team members, step up and say, hey, I think I can do it. Probability of failing is 60-70%, but still I wanted to try.
Yeah.
So ask for it. And don't say that you are going to win 100%, but you have to say that, hey, I want to try. And I'm telling you, as an entrepreneur, I'm telling you, people will give you opportunity. I said, okay, if you want to try, go for a try.
Yeah.
Always leader look for team members who step mm-hmm. up and say, hey, I want to try something new.
That's right.
Always they look for that.
Right. But it's also because you're a leader. And I'm also going to say this. There's a lot of leaders who just want to just be like, no, because they're scared of a plane. They're scared. And you know what? That's an issue, right? Because if you're a leader and you're scared, you're trying to like, dim an employee's shine, you're not a good leader. Mm-hmm. You're not. And now it's just like, because they feel insecure, they don't want to be called out that there's a mistake being made. But you know what? As a leader, and I'm also going to say, as a leader, and you're someone that's like insecure about a choice or like a risk, that's pride. That's your pride talking. That's mm-hmm. your ego talking. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, when you have pride, you have nothing else. Because you, in order to win, you have to lose.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and all you need is one big success.
That's right.
For people to remember to say that, you know, hey, you know, that's what you need to do.
That's right.
So I saw Michael Jordan interview mm-hmm. and he said that, you know, everybody will practice twice a day, but I will practice three times a day
because
I start at morning 4.
Yeah.
You have 30% additional exercise just by getting up early, 30%. So nobody can compete with, you have a 30% leverage.
Right.
So growth starts with coming off your comfort level and doing something which you have not done it. And by asking a question, what did you fail today? What did you learn today?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is the summary of the podcast, I guess. So,
so
particularly in the entertainment industry, failure is very, very common.
Yeah.
Nothing goes as planned, correct?
Nothing goes as planned. It's like at the end of the day, it's like everyone has a nightmare. Like, you know, we as viewers, we see the beautiful movie or we see the TV show, like, oh, that's great, you know, whatever. But you don't see the time it took to actually have everyone set up, meet, like, scout the location, get the actors, whatever. And there's 1,001 things that went wrong that day, but you will never know what went wrong. You're only seeing the finished product, right? And it means so many mistakes happen, and that's okay. But it's like, you're over here overthinking it, but people don't care. All you gotta do is try and just air it. Like, for example, my first episode is airing today, later today. Go check it out if you want to see it. It's not that serious, and it's far from perfect, but that's the whole point, because it doesn't have to be perfect. Because the thing is, you want to make it feel authentic. Because the thing is, my milestone is actually doing it, recording it, editing it as much as I can, and just airing it. And I'm going to say, you know what? It's far from perfect, but you know what? At least I tried. And then the second episode is going to be easier for me.
Got it.
You know? It's that. It's just trying. And it's like, you know, who cares if you made a mistake? People don't know it. You know you made a mistake, but they don't know.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Again, you know, always I say that, you know, 70% is good enough.
Yes.
You don't need 100%. Right. Because for us, it is 70% for the third party. Is 100% because they don't know what 100% you had in your mind. So 70% is always okay. I used to expect 100% from my team members, but that's create a lot of frustration.
Right.
Then I decided, man, no, that is not necessary. 70% is okay. As soon as I decide that 70% is okay, I'm telling you, my life is easier and more productive, on time, deliverably, everything is great.
Yeah,
and
also,
exactly right, I'm happier. You know, more than that, I'm happier doing running the business is very, very important. Okay, so Kalina, I think we shared a great insights about growth. Mm-hmm. So I think we are in the last part of our podcast. Tell me something interesting experience you can connect with growth.
An interesting experience connecting with growth. I think, you know, when I was working in tech, I was the youngest on my team. And I felt, you know, I had a very different background than all my other coworkers. You know, I graduated later in college. I had family to take care of. Mm-hmm. I ran my family's business, but it's also like, my corporate life was a lot shorter than my other coworkers. Right. So I always felt like, you know, insecure. I'm like, do I know what I'm doing? I don't think I'm good enough to be here, honestly. And that's how I felt. And I'm a very confident person, but like, I want to be frank with you. That's how I felt. And then I realized, you know, you don't need anyone's approval to be great. All you got to do is try. You know, all you got to do is try for yourself. So even if you're ever in a situation where you're like, you know, you're not, your bosses aren't telling you congratulations, even though you're doing a great job, your stats are super high. Everyone's saying you're doing a great job, except for your boss or the leaders that you have. You know, you also got to ground yourself and be like, I'm doing a great job. And even if people aren't giving me a gold star, I'm going to give myself a gold star.
Okay.
You know, it's not. It's like you don't need a validation from anybody else. You don't need approval from anyone else to be great. And the thing is, not everyone wants to see you doing better than them. And that's cool.
Absolutely. And then, you know, first of all, we need to appreciate ourselves.
Yes.
Many people don't do that. Mm. And, you know, I would suggest another best practice is you have to gift yourself.
Right.
I always gift myself. I will have a target. Once I achieve the target, I gift myself. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Right. It could be a pen, it could be any gadget, it could be anything, but gift yourself, because this world is busy and they don't have time to appreciate you.
Right. Right. I agree with that. Like, I remember, like, whenever I had, even if no one told me I had like a bad week and no one told me I did a good job, even though I know I did a good job, I will buy myself big balloons. You know, the balloons your parents never bought you growing up? That's I will buy those. I'm like, ha, you see, mom and dad, I got that. Because at the end of the day, you said you want to celebrate yourself.
Got it. So I think you have a great character, and Kalina, thank you so much for joining our podcast, adding your thoughts on the growth, and hopefully we can connect back and talk something more deep as well. So, but meantime, I wanted to congratulate you for all your initiatives, wishing you good luck, and we'll be in touch.
We'll be in touch. Honestly, I had so much fun talking to you, and like, I wish you guys the best, and keep going, keep trying, keep failing, keep making mistakes, but keep trying. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you so much, Kalina.
Thank you.